Oh shit, we're rolling. Hey everyone, this is John.
This is Wes.
This is Ryan.
And this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. This is the first show for the month of August 2018, so it's the Pokemon Show.
Yeah.
And we're going to rank the dark types.
Wonderful.
So we're going to do the top five and the bottom five. Kind of like what we do
Pokemon
with Steals.
Hands.
Indeed.
Yes. Do we have anything about Pokemon Go to discuss before we crack into this?
I don't think there have been any major updates. I'm still playing it a bunch. I'm having a great time.
I'm playing more, but not enough.
Yeah. We're good friends. John is an unknown quantity to us. Mm-hmm. I don't even think we were casual acquaintances.
Do you have a gift for me that you haven't opened? Because the past like five I tried to send you just said, nope, you haven't, he has an unopened. Yes.
I probably do. I haven't been that, you know, busy with the gifts. Actually, I need to send a bunch out too, because I think, and I heard that it takes, so we're at two out of four.
For like a month now, you haven't opened my gift, so I haven't been able to send you any.
calm down. Lover, calm down. No, but it's
I'm
like,
deeply offended.
I think to go from two to three, it takes like 30 gifts.
Oh,
and
wow.
And to go from three to four, it takes 80.
God damn.
Unless we start doing stuff together. Like if we do gym fights together, I think, or if we start trading back and forth, it boosts
is our
hearts.
Friendship level anyway.
I think it's still two.
Right.
Probably.
Maybe I have some people that I'm close to three with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what do you get when you get to friendship level four?
What's the goal? Pride. You slowly start to disrobe your avatar.
Oh my.
I really don't think there's much. Aside from the
some a lot of face blowing.
Able to trade higher end Pokemon, I think is how it's supposed to work.
That's the big thing.
Oh, okay.
So like if you needed some legendary birds, I think about a couple.
I got my first legendary. I completed a field research.
Yes, nicely done.
First one I ever did, and mm-hmm. I got Raikou.
Wonderful, I like Raikou.
So I picked him up,
mm-hmm.
and it took me like literally 15 minutes.
Yeah,
he was a bitch.
What to catch?
Yeah, he took me a long ass time to catch
because they won't run away.
Burning through so many Pokeballs with this guy.
So like, if you have 100 Pokeballs, just you know. Go for it. Like, it's going to take a while, but yeah.
Like, I use candies and everything like that. He just took so long.
Can you
he's only a 14, 19, so he's not even, like, my highest. My highest right now is an Ursaring.
Mm-hmm. Can you use multiple candies in a battle now?
I think
or multiple berries?
No.
Can you? Maybe.
I think you can, because I remember doing it.
Because remember that being a thing. Like, okay.
I just thought it overwrote the original berry.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe it doesn't.
Oh.
Because what will happen is you see the berry icon on your target as you're about to throw it. So
we are
level. Well, see, when I last played, it was they had introduced the extra berries, like the one that will like net you extra candy if you catch the Pokemon, or the one that like stops it from fluctuating around too much. They introduced a couple new ones, but I was like, okay, well, I want to use a raspberry because it will make it easier to catch, and I want to use the one.
Oh, I mean, I wish I could. I've always thought that it overrode it. If it didn't, that'd be perfect. Mm. I mean, because some of them, actually, it is useful to use the Nanab when they're moving around constantly.
Yeah.
I know some are actually very difficult to catch.
Yeah,
or they're constantly just, like, spamming their brush-offs, or whatever you call it, when they don't want to get hit.
Oh, they do that? Oh, yes, they do. I remember
well, some,
that
some, yeah, it's some are more energetic than others.
Yeah,
right?
there were a couple of Eevees back in the day that would, like, headbutt the ball back to me. I'm like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You were here to make my Umbreon stronger.
My only wish is that you could stack them and stack the benefits of them.
Mm.
Which I would like. I mean, namely the pin apps. Like, if you could just throw three pin apps on top of each other and suddenly it's worth eight times candies instead of just the usual.
Because it was super annoying. Like, you drop a berry, you throw an Ultra Ball, they break out anyway, and then they run. Like, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how the game works.
Yeah.
Have we figured out how wormholes work yet?
What do you mean?
Is there a way to, like, get one of the evolutions over the other? Because I have
I don't know.
I
mean,
I had a Silcoon.
I just evolved a bunch, and I found one that was a Silcoon and one that was a Cascoon, and did them both.
I have a Silcoon, but I do have one Wurmple. I'm debating if I should evolve him or just hold off to evolve my Silcoon.
How
Silcoon.
Is it determined in Gen 3?
I think it was random.
No, it had to do with their stat distribution. It like, had to do with nature.
That is how the Tyogres work. They follow the exact same pattern. So if they have...
How does this work, then?
If you want to hit them on top, you got to get equal. I think it's equal attack and equal defense.
Right.
And one, I think, does higher defense.
Hitmonlee, I think, is attack, and Monchan is defense.
I'm pretty sure you're right. So, yeah, I mean, it might actually... I think it's funny how faithful the Pokemon Go is in some ways to the weirder, more esoteric mechanics of the game.
Okay, so I don't know if I should evolve this Wurmple or not, so I have no idea.
We can decide later. Let's rank the dark types.
Yeah. Let's rank them.
So, just a little bit of vamping about the dark types. Some general stuff to start out with here. The dark as a type does rank pretty highly when it comes to base physical attack. It's in like the top five for all the Pokemon that are a dark type. I think last time I looked, it was like a number three or number four out of all types in base attack.
Which I think is fine, because when you break down the things that it's super effective against, it's not that many, although there is one amazing one. And the reason why the dark type is introduced in the first place.
Right, for balancing.
Yeah.
In the second generation,
same with steel, right?
Right.
We get both these types because they're trying to hedge certain things.
And I got nothing against the steel type. It's a good type. But I think that dark did a lot more to balance out the game than steel type did. Steel, I think it was introduced more as like this will be fun, rather than a great need to power down something else. And of course, the thing that dark types powered down was psychic types.
Yeah.
Which were very overpowered in the first generation. And, you know, that had to do a lot with not very many moves being super effective on psychic types.
Mm-hmm.
There was like one bug move that actually dealt damage. It was Twin Needle.
Yeah. And then poison, but poison was not even programmed correctly in the game.
Right.
So it wasn't super effective when it should have been.
Exactly. So, and then Ghost was another example. I think there's only one Ghost move. Like there's Nightshade, which does damage equal to your HP.
Raw damage, right?
Right. And then there was Lick, which I'm not even 100% sure if that was done correctly in Gen 1 either.
It's just, I mean, and I think of that move not to do damage, but just simply to paralyze. Seems to be like how I was, because it's a typical standard issue Ghastly Gengar thing that you might find yourself working with before you decide to burn all your best TMs on making one Gengar.
Right.
Now, are we including the Sun and Moon Pokemon other than Alolan? We're not counting.
No Alolan forms, but
yes.
Yeah, anything up to Gen 7, yeah. Because
there was one, technically one. Because if you want to kill, count Silvally, but I don't think you do. And that's Incineroar. He's the only dark from that gen.
I definitely consider Incineroar.
Incineroar, isn't that a legendary, though?
Starter.
Starter. That's the final form of that cat.
Oh, right. I totally forgot to include that one on my list.
That's okay. It did not end up in my top
five. Top or bottom?
No.
Okay.
I just saw the name, and I was like, I just thought it was a legendary. I think I really need to brush up on what actually the hell is going down in Gen 7.
There's
so fucking many of them.
There are only three Dark-type legendaries.
Darkrai, I know, is one.
Darkrai, Yveltal from Gen 6, and there was one more.
He's a sexy motherfucker?
Yeah, who's escaping me right now. Anyway.
Is there a Dark Steel?
Hoopa?
Is that one of those?
Hoopa. I think it's Hoopa.
Is it Hoopa?
Yeah.
That's a second. I don't see any other ones. Yeah. Arceus, if you really want to count that.
I don't.
So
top five when it comes to physical attack. And it's
Fire
actually
Rain,
in like the bottom 10 out of 18 for all the types in the category, except for like speed. Speed is kind of in the middle of the pack.
Well, I know some have very high blistering speeds. And
yeah.
Some are just kind of middling slow speeds.
And that's some that I encountered too, looking at either they are ones that are, the ones that are defensive are few and far between. Otherwise,
yeah,
they're kind of glass cannons.
Yeah, you find a lot of them in there.
So, like we said, initially introduced in Gen 2. In Gen 2, all Dark-type moves were considered special.
Yeah.
So it brought a little bit of balance to Psychic, but the balance really came in Gen 4 when a lot of Dark-type moves got switched into Physical, when there was finally that distinction between Physical and Special.
I also noticed
attacks.
That from just, I didn't write down the moves like I did the last time with the Fire-types, but I noticed that Gen 4 by far introduced the most new moves for the Dark-type.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, Bite is the only normal move that got converted.
Yeah,
to a dark type move.
Right.
Makes sense.
And it was interesting because Bite, of course, starts out as a normal move, and normal moves are physical in those previous generations, all normal moves. And then when it got switched over to a dark type move, in Gen 2, it became a special.
Yeah.
And then Gen 4 got reverted back to a physical but remained a dark move, which is an interesting switch because I remember in the multiple run-throughs I did as a child in Gen 1, Gyarados is one of my favorite ones to use because it learned Bite so early. It was such a high physical attack using Bite. Did a lot of sweeping for me. But then you introduce him in Gen 2, Gyarados has high attack, but Bite became a dark special move. So
it's not that useful anymore.
Right. lost a bit of usefulness there.
It's kind of fitting, too, I guess, if you think about it, because Mega Gyarados picks up a dark type, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's true. It becomes
water dark instead of flying.
Yeah, still not a dragon.
Yeah, still technically.
But anyway, so in Gen 2, brought that balance to the psychic type. Also is super effective on ghost, resists itself, and ghost immune to psychic completely.
Yeah, so that's pretty nice.
Added
it. But it's only got to worry about, what, bug fighting?
Bug and fighting.
And then fairy.
Now fairy, as of Gen 6.
Which is tough. This, I kind of liked dark where it was. I feel like, you know, making this thing now have to worry about fairy is a little, you know.
I think fairy
kind of pushes this, like, out of the...
I think fairy fit a lot better into, like, the sort of trio of, like, where it was in relationship to dragon and poison and steel types. I kind of feel like fairy, they also shoehorned into how they relate to psychic types and fighting types and dark types. I think the psychic fighting dark trio was working really well together. Mm. And in fairy's kind of thrown off the balance a little bit.
Yeah.
But again, not so much in a game-breaking way.
In a lot of ways, it's a bit of an overreaction when you think about it. Mm-hmm. Like, really, I think the best thing to keep psychics in check from Gen 1 would simply be to make poison work better and create a bug move. Just create a functional fucking bug move, why don't you? Like they have now with all of these great bug moves, like, you know, like U-turn or whatever. Like,
there's X-Scissor.
Yeah, X-Scissor is a perfect example of a good bug move. They could have done that with any of them.
Signal Beam. Let's just list bug moves.
Yeah. Dinspur. I know, that's probably not. That's probably grass.
So, anyway. There are only 5 pure dark-type Pokemon. I'm not including legendaries or Alolan forms or form changes, which is something that's going to be a theme of the list. We're not going to include any of
really
those
only
things.
One of them are good.
Tragically, they've never been paired with the electric or bug
there's
types.
Two good ones.
There has also never been...
Electric would be unfair. That's just... I mean, again, unfair, you make the thing
that'd
have
be fun.
300 stats, and it's fair.
Luxray should be a dark electric.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a mega form that gives them dark.
Fuck mega forms.
Come on, give them a mega form.
They've also never been paired with fairy or normal types, unless you count the form changes, which we
don't. You can't really pair them with fairy, because whenever they give you a pairing with types that are... opposites, you know. I always think of what's his name, Wishcash.
There are two dark psychics.
Yeah, but it's not. Well, dark is just immune to psychic.
Yeah.
It's not weak to it, like a water ground type. That's, you know, the ground's weak to the water. Their stats are always garbage. Wishcash,
Swamp,
the Gastrodon,
Swampert.
He's meh.
I think you'll find he's one of the better ones.
But he's a starter form. But typically,
is there
when they do that,
Gliscor?
There's a payout.
No, he's a ground flying.
Yeah, right. Like, that's a bizarre pairing. How can one be a ground flying? That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, that is very weird. But again, it's just as simply of flying is immune to ground. It's not weak.
I think
to
they
ground.
Can do it. They can do it. I think if they tried hard enough, they could make a dark fairy.
Or like a...
They could. It's just, I'm saying, its stats are pulling at me.
Like
crap. There's a trade-off in it.
Like, Tropius is a grass flying, because as we know, there are plants in the sky constantly.
Right, with banana chins.
Tropius is garbage. With banana chins, well, of course.
So, fun fact, no gym leaders use a dark type.
Yeah, they're terrified. I mean, these things will kill you in your sleep.
There are no gym leaders use dark type Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
However, there are 5 members of Elite Fours throughout the game that specialize in dark types.
Mm-hmm.
And I just in general, I don't feel like there's too many bad ones in the bunch here. There are a lot of ones clumped in the middle, which is why it's like it's good that we did a top 5 and a bottom 5 here.
God.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to mention about dark as a type in general before we get into it?
Oh, it's a personal favorite of mine. Mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah. I actually think that it helps that at most you have 3. Like, so you have offense, defense, super effective, and resistant, right?
Yeah.
At no point do you have more than 3 of anything. It doesn't get confusing. You're not sitting there racking your brain about how this thing is supposed to function and operate. And it makes it a lot easier to think about the dynamic of a fight when you do start pairing it with other types.
It is also nice that, just in general, not very many things resist dark types.
Yeah.
So, I was looking at some stats, and like out of all of the Pokemon, there are... 121 individual ones that will resist a dark type, and about 120 ones where dark type is going to be super effective, and the rest of like the 500 or 600 are there in the middle.
Yeah,
so
it's
pretty not
stable.
Yeah, you can roll with a dark type and go up against a lot of different things.
Yeah,
so let's start with some of the honorable mentions, ones that we didn't actually put into our top 5 or bottom 5 here.
Sure.
I
broke it down into categories.
Okay.
So I have my bottom 5, which are, you know, whatever. Then I have 10 that I just call average. Then I have my fringe top, which is 5 more, and then I have my top 5.
Well, let's start at the bottom then.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? Really?
What do you mean?
This is really uninteresting. Okay, so
you're uninteresting.
let's start with the bottom five then.
Okay,
so,
you want to say one and then we'll just kind of bottom five. Was you gonna start with the bottom five?
Yeah,
bottom
I didn't really number mine. I just kind of have them grouped
together.
Why
start with the best? Okay, so do you want to go first?
Well, I want to throw some ones that I think we'll probably agree on.
Yeah.
Liepard.
Liepard, I put at my third worst.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's one of two dark types that you can get early on in the game. Mm-hmm. It's really there just kind of like to throw some type diversity at the early part of the game. 446 total base stats, no particular standouts, doesn't really do anything super special.
I see 106 speed and 88 attack. It's good for a casual run through of the game.
Mm.
I mean, you'll get through a decent chunk of the game.
I mean, really, I think all of these are usable. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't think you can't really have a bad time using any of these.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but it's so soft. 64
yeah.
HP, 50 defenses. This thing can't, it has no sustain.
No,
can't stick around.
Really exposed. So. Another one will probably
also bad design. I don't like the design.
Really?
I think it looks pretty cool.
Leopard.
Yeah, it's
the thing I remember
cool.
most about Liepard is anytime you have a opponent, an NPC, throwing out one against you, you know that they're about to use Fake Out.
Yeah,
it's always the opening move with a Liepard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it still has high speed with that and not bad attack. I mean, it's not terrible. It just can't take a hit.
So another one we'll probably both have in our bottom here, Mighty Yenna.
Yes. Yenna as my second worst.
Okay.
So he is, Liepard is slightly better than Mighty Yenna.
I would
Intimidate, Quick Feet, Moxie.
I would
420 stats.
I would probably, like if we're going to number them, I'd probably have him a little bit better than Liepard personally just because... You can have Moxie as that hidden ability. It does get a little bit more diversity with like the Fang moves it can get.
True. 90 attack, too. It's about the same, but...
Only 420 base stats, so Liepard's got the advantage there.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And it's also slower. It's a lot slower.
Mm.
That's the big drawback, I think, is that this thing, if it gets hit, it's not going to hold up very well with its 70 HP and 70 or 60 defenses.
Again, like passable for just a run through of the game.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, functional,
you know,
fine.
Halfway, like, after four gyms, you probably should be ditching it for something else.
True.
Yeah.
I also like the design of this one. I think it's a really cool design.
Mm-hmm.
The thing looks actually scary and menacing.
So let's. What was your bottom one? Who was your
worst?
Yeah.
It's Sableye.
Oh, yeah, he's in my bottom five as well.
And I think Sableye was also the worst, sadly the worst one on our ghost list as well. It's Prankster is nice, but... That's about it. It's Prankster, Stall, Keen Eye. I think you go with Prankster.
380 total base stats.
Terrible.
We usually ignore Mega Forms when it comes to this list. Even with a Mega Stone, it brings up to a whopping 480.
Yeah, this
Great.
Thing is really bad. He's got good defense, good special defense.
The thing
speed's
was,
atrocious, and his HP is bad. So who cares if you have high defense?
Sableye is that when it was introduced, the thing was like, hey, it has no weaknesses. It's a ghost.
That's the big thing about it. Or at the time, that was a big thing.
Right. It's no longer a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Spiritomb came along, and he did it better.
Mm-hmm.
And now both of them have a
and
weakness.
And they're weak to fairies.
Now they're weak to fairies, so who cares?
I think this was far and away the worst. Mighty Yenna and Liepard not trailing that far behind.
Okay.
Again, Sableye with Prankster and Thunderwave. You know, yeah, you're going to annoy... As long as you can just use that once and then get out of the fucking way and let somebody else do the job, then you're going
to
be fine.
You have one job to take away 20 HP from someone.
Yeah, maybe
make
this thing could be useful for, like, catching. Like, it actually probably could be good for catching Pokemon. But, you know.
So, who else do you have in your bottom two? Let's see.
So, my other bottom two. I'll tell you, I went with a Water Dark because there's three Water Darks.
I wonder if we have the same one. Who do you have?
Crawdon.
Oh, I have Sharpedo.
You have Sharpedo?
Yeah.
I went with, and I think they're very similar, except that one is more is slower and defense oriented, and the other one is a hell of a lot faster and attack oriented.
Right, and that's what I have done for Sharpedo, is the thing is the absolute definition of a glass cannon.
Yeah.
Which I would say between the two of them, I would say Sharpedo is better because he at least can get a hit in. Crawdon's really slow and with low defense and just doesn't really pay off that well. Sharpedo, they did give a Mega Form and his total stats of that is 560. So, I mean, He's really nice as a Mega.
I mean, he does have that speed boost ability. So,
yeah.
You know, you can throw down a protect and boost up your speed before you fucking die.
Yeah. His defenses are way too low to...
He's a big
glass cannon.
Water Dark isn't a bad type combination in general. It has 6 resistances.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there is a Water Dark out there that will be the one you want to use if you need to go with that combination.
Yeah. So let's not... let's choose to bury the lead. Let's talk about the good one later. But yeah, I also have adaptability. I guess you go with adaptability for Groudon.
Hmm.
I mean, it's Hypercutter, Shell Armor, and Shell Armor is very useful too, but adaptability, I guess, I don't know, it gives you a stab bonus, but like, when is this thing going to get a chance to show that off?
Hmm.
I'm not really sure. So yeah, I just don't like it. You want to hear my next one?
Yeah.
The next one there. Ranks number 4 on my bottom 5 list.
Okay, so rounding out the bottom 5 here.
It is a Cacturne.
Oh, nice. We are 4 for 5 matching up here.
It makes me sad. It's always like the design of Cacturne. It's a grass dark. I thought it was cool. It's just, again, he's low speed, low defense. He's not going to live
grass
long
dark,
enough to get hit.
This is a bad type combination. That's 7 weaknesses.
7
weaknesses
is rough.
It's fun, though.
So, 475 total
these,
base stats.
It's
not totally worthless from a stat standpoint, but you're exposed.
Well, I mean, it has 115 attacks.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
Yeah.
But you would much rather see that distributed a little differently.
Yeah.
Have this thing focused down on one of those two, and God, maybe just have a little more survivability, because this 70 HP, 60 defenses, and 55 speed.
Mm. It's rough.
With, again, 7 weaknesses.
Yep.
Is bad.
Yeah.
It also has Sand Veil, which hurts itself. Why? And water,
because you find it in a desert.
Like. Water Absorb. What opponent is going to water your plants?
Yeah. maybe that's more for like a double battle advantage. Like if you use like
I mean,
you surf on an opponent.
True. That is a good thought. And probably the same with Sand Veil. Maybe there's some excuse for using Sand Veil on this thing. But I don't see it. I think this is a weird Pokemon that doesn't make much sense to me. So. I'm going to say Cacturne is a bottom 5.
Okay.
I'm
so,
surprised he is not number 5.
I don't have my honorable mentions grouped a little bit. It's just ones that didn't end up in the top 5. So why don't we approach it this way? Why don't I tell you who my honorable mentions are, and you tell me if they were, like, what sort of group you had them in?
Just go one by one. Just
okay.
Say your first one.
I had Absol as an honorable mention.
Absol, I believe he did not make my actual top 5.
He is the top entry
on my fringe top 5. So I guess that would technically be my 6th place.
Okay.
And I'm a little starry-eyed. I fucking love this guy. Like, I wrote a bunch of notes about it, but the last thing I said, this is a personal top 5 Pokemon for me. Like, 465 stats doesn't sound that great, but this thing is just a murderer.
This thing's Mega Form is an absolute monster.
Then, like, the stats are a lot loaded into its physical attack. Like, if it had a bit more speed, I think it could probably make a push for a top 5 Dark type.
Okay. Yeah, it's
supposed to be some like super lock.
75.
Just Mega Evolve them, and there's your speed.
No, we are not.
You got it.
Fit over Gengar's fucking Mega Form. We're ignoring Mega types.
Well, you also said earlier when you were just generally discussing the Dark type that this is a high attack Pokemon,
mm-hmm.
and that is precisely what Absol is all about. Like this super luck. It's not just that it even has super luck. It's that you get Night Slash, Psycho Cut, Shadow Claw, and Slash, all of which have
high crit ratios,
which is great because that means that you're also getting some type diversity. Like, I don't know what you would want to run but 3 of these you would probably want on your guy, just for the sheer ability to just cover types.
There's probably a temptation to run a Sword Stance. You might not even need it.
I mean, that's overkill, but like,
what's the item that you can hold? Like, is it a
Razor
Claw?
Yeah.
That also boosts your crit ratio? Yeah.
I mean, I just remember from the one that I did that was a Super Luck, Adamant. It was an Adamant
mm-hmm.
Super Luck. Holding that, running, I think, 3 of these different moves. Psycho Cut, Shadow Claw, Night Slash. And I felt like I was critting about 2/3 of the time.
Mm.
Like, just unbelievable damage output. This thing just, if you can't stop this thing, it was going to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Like, unless you are, just unless you really have stumbled into the right type combination.
And you could tolerate its low defenses a lot more if it had a bit more speed. Just a little, guarantee yourself a first hit.
That's the payoff. That's the trade-off, right? You know, you're not going to get 130 attack on something without there being some kind of negative. But unless you're talking about, like, something that's got 150 more base stats combined.
Well, I think that the Pokemon that you want to use, like, there's a couple of options. If you want to hit hard physically and do it quickly, you can go with, like, a Zoroark,
mm-hmm.
who's also an honorable mention for me.
I really like Zora.
Where do you end up on yours?
Oh, can I... Two more thoughts about Absol.
Oh, yeah.
One is that I love the design. I think it's one of my favorite designs on Pokemon. I think it's really, really cool. And I love... There's a Pokedex entry. I didn't write it down, sadly. But, oh, no, I did write it down. It appears when it senses an impending natural disaster. As a result, it is mistaken for the Doombringer.
Which we had this on a quiz show once.
Yeah, we did.
So sad to be an Absol.
I'm like, here to help.
It's like you show up in the middle of a town and then everyone just looks at you like, we're all about to die. And then like a volcano emerges from beneath your feet. And they think that poor Absol did it. It's no, he was trying to help you. He just showed up to be like, please, let me just put you out of a scenario. And everyone's like, oh my god, let's run into the fucking lava plumes.
Does Zoroark end up in your top five?
Ugh. Okay. Zoroark is on my list somewhere. Zoroark is in the average set, but towards the top of the average set.
Okay.
I actually don't really like Zoroark all that much, frankly.
Really?
He's solid, as are all of the other things around him, I think, are solid.
I like him just fine. Like, again, he's got stat distribution into attack, special attack, and speed. He is also a glass cannon.
Yep.
But he does have some versatility, because you can go one way or the other with attack or special attack.
One of my favorite things here is 120 special attack and 105 speed is wonderful. And he can run a move like Night Daze, which has a 40% chance to lower accuracy, which is huge, I think. That's actually a huge amount of accuracy to be lowering on somebody.
Yep, and you know, you play with his illusion ability a little bit smart. You kind of get yourself a free turn right at the beginning.
Shadow Ball, Flamethrower is awesome. Still learns a ton of physicals on top of that, because I guess it's kind of, they got the weird stats.
It's
Wait, does he learn Flamethrower on his own?
Yeah. Or either that by TM. If you can learn it, by breeding, or you can learn it by TM, I just treat it like it's something that you could put on this Pokemon. Like, you gotta work for it, sure, but that's good. But yeah, it's you know what's kind of weird? I actually don't know if I like its illusion ability. I think that it actually, in a weird way, if you're playing against a computer character, if you're playing against like the NPCs,
it doesn't matter. They're just gonna do whatever move.
But from a competitive advantage, not only are you like trying to fake out your opponent with the glass cannon, like you're talking about, that's going to die very quickly once you and again, you might not even trick your opponent. You might just get hit by something that's just stronger than you and kills you.
It makes
a hair arm down on you. They just beat you because you're not good.
It makes it look like the last Pokemon on your party. So if you're the last Pokemon on your party is a fighting type, maybe they use a psychic move, which you're immune to.
Yeah,
maybe they don't.
And then you also just telegraphed another guy in your party. Like that's also not very good. I don't, because you're giving away. Then in their mind, they're thinking, and how I would think about it, I'm like, well, I have this whole team. Let me just make sure that I have an answer for whatever this last thing is that he just told me what it is. Like, again, it's not the biggest advantage, but it's it would just be a little subtle annoyance.
I understand. Like, it's a fun little gadget, but it's an ability that is useful once in a battle. And then it's just kind of spoiled.
So, yeah, I hate it. He's again, above average. In my average set, he is towards the top, but not that great. What else you got?
On my honorable mentions, I also have Crocodile.
Crocodile is actually right above my Zoroark.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
He's a lot like Zoroark. He didn't make it into my top five because he's got a lot of weaknesses. Ground Dark is a type combination with...
Here's the thing about it. Here's what I wrote about it, right? It's got 6 weaknesses, which sucks, but it also has 2 immunity and 4 resists, so it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's got about a third of the things it's great against, a third of the things it should be terrified of, and a third of the things are just sort of there in the middle. So every type count, this is one, again, like, unlike the just default dark type, this is one you really gotta rack your brain about.
Yeah.
This one's got a weird hidden ability. I've never seen this one before. Anger Point?
Oh, yeah. What the hell does that do? I forget.
Increases attack to maximum level upon taking a critical hit.
How can you force an opponent to crit you? That's funny.
Interesting. Oh, it's just one of those odd things, like, he just happened to crit me, and now
you're depending a lot on luck there.
That's
weird. I like Crocodile also because you can use, I think there's a strategy that I'll talk a lot about in the top five, the strategy of Power Punch plus Moxie equals maxed out attack very quickly.
Yes, it does. That is very, very good too.
This guy's really
and he's
solid.
Also, it's okay. I mean,
he's
got
Crocodile's good.
He's got
519 total stats.
Yeah, 95 HP, 117 attack is very big, and then 92 speed. Again, that's awesome.
His defense is even 80. It's not terrible. Like, it's
I would definitely use a Crocodile over a Zoroark just because he's going to hang around a little bit longer in battle, unless of course you're hit by one of those things you're exposed to. I think there's a little bit more strategy you can bring into, because he's got really good move diversity as well. Crocodile can learn a lot of stuff.
Totally unrelated. Well, I mean, this is a cute thing that I don't think was ever intended by its design, but if you look at the moveset it learns, if say you're on Bulbapedia, they do a nice thing and they color code the types. So psychic is purple or whatever, dark is black, and then ground is brown. And the way that he learns the moves is one after another. He learns a dark move and then a ground move and then a dark move and then a ground move. So his actual moveset looks like its body.
Nice.
In the way that it learns it, because it has that same kind of pattern of black and brown. And
that's pretty funny. Until he's a crocodile, then he turns red. Red as a crocodile.
Oh, that's true. And, I wrote that it's a bad design. It's silly. A fucking alligator is silly. That should never
sunglasses.
Be. He looks like a total fucking noob. What a dork. No, seriously. It's the stupid snoot. Like, what is that thing? It looks like a vacuum cleaner or something. I don't know. I don't think it's a good design. I think that if you're going to make a fucking alligator or a crocodile in a video game, it should be goddamn terrifying, because maybe it's just that we live in Florida, but they're terrifying creatures.
Yeah.
It's like those little lizards that we see outside decided to get you a fucking giant and eat us. You know, I don't like alligators at all. So.
Oh, then that alligator in Annihilation?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, that thing was creepy.
God, what a fucking scene. Jeez.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Great movie.
Indeed. Then I have just two other honorable mentions. Did Skunk Tank or Drake Gun end up in your top five?
Okay, you're right in this little cluster here. So, Stun Tank is two beneath my Zoroark.
Yeah, I also have to bring up Drapion as my honorable mention, because I'll flip through this and go, yeah, that's right. This guy's actually pretty good.
Both of those Pokemon, because of their type combination, one weakness.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And Drapion's pretty solid.
Oh, and
downsize evolves super late.
Four resistance and an immunity.
Yep. Yeah, they're durable even if they're not tanky.
Stench is kind of cool because it allows you to
Stench is very cool because it increases your flinch rate, and you hold a King's Rock with that, and you know, finagle a bit to give him some flinching moves, you know.
Yeah, and even if you decided to go with Aftermath, which I don't think you do, I think you go with Stench, it's better, but at least, you know, Aftermath extracts a pound of flesh from an opponent. I mean, it's essentially in the long run, a one-for-one trade.
Yeah.
So,
I always thought it'd be cool to build a Skunk Tank around that. You do have to do some EV training, probably get a nature to bulk up his speed a little bit.
Yeah.
Because if he's not moving first, it doesn't matter if he's flinching or not.
Oh, it has Belch.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a fun move.
Yeah.
Flamethrower, Night Slash, Crunch. Great moveset.
Flamethrower on its own.
Yeah.
When it evolves.
Yeah,
weirdly,
it's really funky. This thing is just, it's funky because it's shooting it out of its ass, right?
It's gotta be.
It's like a stunk, skunk. You know, it's like shooting the shit at you. So it's just gonna light it on fireball.
It's got a weird design where it's almost got like a testicle face.
It's
the shape of its tail kind of comes down to what you think is its face. I wonder if we're looking at it backwards. What way are the feet pointing? Because are we actually looking at this thing's ass?
Oh my god! Wouldn't that be like it's a big bright baboon's ass or something? Maybe. And they've done that before. Like, think about Mawile or Girafarig. A lot of times they're not putting the face at the front.
Yep.
So, it's a deep
thought. His ass would have eyes, which, you know.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to see where it's shooting.
Yeah, that's normal. Yeah, and okay, so, I mean, it has 100. The only thing that it actually has over 100 stats on is its HP at 103.
Okay, got some
bulk. But this thing just seems like it would be so much fun to just do a standard run through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is going to crush the competitive scene.
I've used it my first time in playing Diamond.
Yeah, like I feel like this thing would just be fun to have as part of a team. It's got really nice stats all over the place. It's just looks good. I think on paper it looks good.
Anything about Drapion?
Drapion's much higher. I love Drapion.
Drapion
really is technically my 10 spot, so he's the last of my fringe top.
I used him in my old poison team a long time ago, and I was surprised at how good he was, because I wasn't even expecting him to get that good.
Do you have the stats?
Yeah, right here.
Feel free to read them off.
We got 70 HP, 90 attack, 110 defense, 60 special attack, 75 special defense, 95 speed.
Mm. Okay, yeah, and think about that. 95 speed, 110 defense, and 90 attack. Like, this thing
really only exposed to special. And how many ground special moves are there?
Mm-hmm.
Not that many.
Yeah. So it's also got battle armor, which means nothing can crit it, which is cool because, you know, like you said, you just have the one weakness. This thing, your opponent has to work to kill this thing.
Mm.
Like, unless you've just stumbled into, unless, yeah, again, you're putting down, well, does poison resist fighting?
Yes.
Yeah, it does. Wait, what the hell is the one weakness, though?
Ground,
yeah.
Yeah.
Really, unless something's going to tag you with an earthquake or whatever.
And even then, you got your 100 defense. Like, you got to be afraid of, like, mud bomb.
Yeah. Like, seems great.
Earth power.
I like this moveset a lot. It learns all three fangs. Cross poison, earthquake, night slash, and toxic spike. So just to really annoy your opponent. A really great versatile Pokemon. This is one of those ones where in a given run through, this thing is a dream. Mm. You will probably rarely find yourself having to worry about like giving it a revive or anything like that.
That's interesting. He has also the possible ability of Sniper. Power of critical hit moves is increased to 225%.
Oh, cool.
Rather than 150. So you definitely want this thing to crit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Night Slash. So there you go.
Yeah.
So enjoy
your
stab Night Slash.
God.
With that. So yeah.
That's disgusting. So any other honorable mentions that you want to go through real quick before we get into the top five?
Like, sure. Let me just plow through them.
I
did write down something for everybody. So
okay.
Shiftry is the sixth worst, I guess, technically. But he is definitely better, I think, than your Cacturne.
Yeah, if you need a grass. If you need one with seven weaknesses, it's got to be a grass dark, then.
Yeah, it has pickpocket, which could be kind of funny to steal shit from your opponent.
Hmm.
And, you know, 80 speed, 100 attack, 90 HP. I don't know. It's not that bad.
It's not terrible.
Spiritomb, with its pressure and infiltrator, 485 combined stats. And it's mostly packed into these defenses.
Yeah.
But it still has very low HP.
Yeah, Spiritomb can be hard to kill. I mean, mostly because like when he appears the most in Gen 4, he doesn't have a weakness.
Yeah.
So.
Sharpedo. You talked about Sharpedo.
Mm.
I think it's deserves to be at the bottom, but not the worst. Scrafty, which is kind of
cool. John loves Scrafty.
You do love your Scrafty.
I do.
John loves Scrafty like you do Absol.
We'll have to bank Scrafty because he's in the top five.
He really is your top five.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well,
really?
I'll let you make a...
I love Scrafty so much.
You'll have to explain to me how I think he's slightly better than Sharpedo and slightly worse than Malamar. I think Malamar might be a better thing for my team.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm using a Malamar in a Gen 6 run. I'm not impressed.
Yep. Well,
it's
you're
fine.
Probably enjoying
fine,
only having those two weaknesses, right?
Yeah.
Just weak to bug and fairy. That's good. You have a immunity outright to, or not immunity. You have you're now normal against what fighting types, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. That's like one of Dark's biggest concerns.
Yep.
You know, and they get balanced stats. I don't think this thing's amazing by any stretch of the imagination, but it's not that bad.
Well, we'll hear John's case for him.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear you make your pitch.
Okay.
I know John loves Scrafty more than anything, really.
Yeah, I have.
So Scrafty and what's probably going to be the number one dark is John's favorite Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. We are not in the top five. Continue.
Mandibuzz.
Okay. I have.
5'10".
I like Mandibuzz. Not in the top five.
Yeah, again, we're getting to the top of my average stack.
You guys don't really take into consideration evolution levels, but...
No, not even a little bit.
I always do, and that bugs me.
Yeah.
Dear God.
I know a couple that just evolve way too late for what they are, but I really didn't take that into account when I rank. Yeah, but Mandibuzz, big pecs and overcoat, kind of just odd. It actually has pretty beefy stats, 5'10". Mm-hmm. You know, you got 5'10 stats, you're doing something. And not a single, like, 110.
And you're a flying type.
Is your HP is your largest one, so. Yeah, I mean, I think, granted, I probably like Braviary a little more.
You sure?
I think in Gen 5, you either way, you have an embarrassment of riches that you're flying. So, we did Zoroark, Crocodile, Honchkrow. Honchkrow almost made it into my top 10.
Honchkrow is cool.
I like Honchkrow a lot. Also another Super Lucker, but again, you're only really dealing with...
There's a...
Night Slash.
There's an interesting competitive use now for Murkrow. Murkrow's actually considered a little bit better than Honchkrow because of exploiting an Evil Light.
Yeah.
Really? So, yeah, and there's kind of an ability, Prankster. These Evil Light
goes
Prankster,
first,
yeah, so... and, you know, basically it's a support Pokemon rather than someone who's actually going to deal out some damage, but...
It's a Sableye, but better. Maybe that's the case.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So it also learns Thunder Wave by TM, Confuse Ray, to annoy. I don't know. Hodgecrow is really cool. I also, in a weird way, like the design. I think he looks fruity.
Yeah,
I think he looks fruity.
He's
but
super
I think,
fun.
I think he looks okay.
He's a fruity.
He's dapper.
Yes.
He is dapper as fuck. So into
if
my
I
top
could pull off a hat like that, I'd be happy.
Yeah. Alright, so getting into the five before the five.
Right.
Right, so 6 through 10.
So
here,
these are your fringe ones.
Yeah.
Almost to the top five.
Drapion. We talked
about. Yep. Talking about him.
Pangoro. I love me some Pangoro.
We'll talk about him later.
Alright, we're
my
set.
God,
man,
really?
Our top fives are different then. Bisharp.
Oh, we're going to talk about him later.
Weavile.
No. I like Weavile. He's on my top five. You're like listing my entire top five. We need
yeah, this
top
is
five.
Very weird.
So. Okay. Weavile.
Yep.
This is Aaron's. I can't wait to hear your cases for these.
So Weavile, sporting, it's 120 attack and 125 speed.
Mm-hmm.
Holy
yep.
shit, that's cool.
Like
that's amazing.
Like we were talking about with like Zoroark and Crocodile, same
yeah.
thing. Hits hard and fast.
Six weaknesses sucks, but this is actually the kind of thing that just might find itself chaining one hit KOs.
Yep.
If you know, this thing is just nasty.
Yeah,
you should
much
yeah.
better as a dark type than he is as an ice. He's actually held back a little bit by his ice type.
True. Yeah, and gets that icicle crash. Mm. What a wonderful move to have access to with this thing. It's just a speedy murderer. I like
yep.
it. And Absol was my other fringe. Now I'm legitimately in my top five.
Cool. All right, let's do it then.
Yeah, I can
understand.
And given what you've told me not to talk about, I can guess that this one's probably not in your outright top five.
Well, let's go ahead. Why don't you just kick it off with your number five? Go ahead.
Houndoom.
Houndoom is not, but I like Houndoom.
Yeah.
Houndoom's really good.
Yeah. So 500 stats, 75 HP, 90 attack, 50 defense, 110 special attack. Looking at it, you wouldn't think it would be a special attack guy, but it is. 80 special defense, and then a blistering 95 speed. Blistering, I mean, whatever. It's close to 100. Like, I think if you're at 100 stats, you're probably faster than your opponent at that
and
point.
And he has a mega form.
Can learn Nasty Plot, Fire Blast, and Dark Pulse.
Mm-hmm.
On 100 and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Special, like, that is mean. That is really, really nasty.
If you were just a little bit beefier.
Yeah, again, that's why it's not cracking the top of the list here.
Has garbage abilities.
Yeah, Early Bird, Flash Fire, and Unnerve. And I think, what does Flash Fire do?
Flash Fire is it activate when user is hit by a damaging fire type move.
Hmm.
Probably not.
Once activated, uses fire type moves, deal 1.5 times damage,
mm-hmm.
blah, 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 immune to fire, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you're going to get too much mileage out of that.
No.
No.
Early Bird's probably the best one out of those.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
but even that, like, great.
Eh.
Yeah, and I like the design. I really like
yeah.
the design of this thing a lot. It's very menacing and evil.
He's a lot like his stat distribution is a lot like Arcanine. I think Arcanine's a little bit beefier, though.
Yeah. Again, I don't think this is going to be one of my best fire types, but given what the dark type gets paired with, I think this is actually a really, really good entry.
My number five.
Yeah, it's here.
Pangoro.
Pangoro's, yeah, he's pretty fucking solid.
That. I can understand that.
He's dark fighting
yeah.
from the sixth generation, of course. Three weaknesses to fighting, flying, and fairy. Four times weak to fairy, which is a bit of a bummer.
Yeah.
Three resistances to rock, ground, and ghost, and immunity, of course, a psychic. I'm going to mention about every turn.
Yeah.
Total base stats at 495.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, not great, but like a B-.
Focused, though. I
so,
really like the way the
yeah.
stats are distributed.
124 into attack,
yeah.
only 58 speed, which is kind of counter to what we were saying about some other dark types, but 95 HP, so he can hang tough for a little bit. You know, with his defensive
yeah.
stats at 78 and 71, and okay, but
not
that
atrocious.
H- that,
you
that,
work with it.
Yeah, that HP makes up for it. But really...
Frankly, if a thing is going to play rough, is going to hit you with a play rough, you probably know in advance, and you're not like, here you go, Pangoro, go ahead. Fight this thing.
What's really great about Pangoro is all the buffing you can do.
Yes. Yeah, totally.
Iron Fist as an ability, plus Power Up Punch,
oh.
means in about two turns, you're going to be murdering everything.
And God forbid someone gets a little scratch on you, you might as well just Drain Punch him.
Right.
Get a little HP back while you're at it.
He does
or,
learn...
why don't you just fucking Hammer Arm everything?
And he gets a lot of moves that
yeah.
exploit that Iron Fist ability.
Mm-hmm.
So... has some good versatility with his move set, but like those punch moves are the way to go. This
yeah.
guy is just a one panda wrecking crew.
Yeah.
So I love him so much. So good.
I think in the same way that Absol exploits crits, this guy exploits punching.
Mm-hmm.
The wonderful little mechanic that the game decided to introduce, which was punching. There's no kicking mechanic. There's no
steel
toe or anything.
They don't have a kicking one yet.
It'd be cool if they did, though.
Yeah, because there's a lot of...
Like stomp?
Doesn't
somebody have like a double kick? Or
jump kick, high jump kick, just double kick. Yeah, that's one.
Yeah, man. That would be fun.
Just give that to Hitmonlee.
Yeah.
Rolling
just need
kick.
To make
sure.
Him better.
I love the design. I've noticed that the game itself, like the official Nintendo stuff, or
Game Freak
stuff,
yeah.
They don't like to show it with a pipe, but fans sure as hell love drawing this thing with a pipe.
Hmm.
There's so many cool designs of artwork out there. Because, you know, he has that little reed in his mouth.
Yeah.
He always has that little reed. It just
is
a wonderful little character touch, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be a panda. And granted, pandas are, you know, fat and stupid. And they don't even know how to fuck, apparently, because they can't procreate. But this guy is a motherfucker. This guy is for real.
So, we should construct a team all with, all Pokemon with, like, a little accessory. So, we got him, we got Farfetch'd, and who else?
That actually have a device with them
right.
that they carry?
Some sort of accessory.
Cubone's, obviously.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
He's got his bones.
You got the Conkeldurr.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
Oh,
crap.
Very good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Although you don't really need another fighting type.
That's enough.
Yeah.
That's good. We got four.
We'll figure out. If more come to mind later, we'll bring them. Hoopa
right.
juggles the balls.
Sure, why not?
We can make a circus first. Team.
Yes.
We got Hoopa, and we have
there's an elephant one.
An elephant one?
Yeah. I like him so much.
Oh, Donphan.
Donphan, yeah.
Yeah.
We got an elephant in there. You've got the water starter from the most recent gen, which is...
Oh, Popplio.
Popplio, which
oh
looks
God,
like
we
it's
can make
supposed
a,
to be a
we can
circus.
Make a circus team.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just exploit animals. This is great. We're already making a fucking fight. Let's just starve them.
I
want to
team all
cages.
Greyhounds.
Yes. Oh my God, you're awful.
All right, so let's go to your number four.
Of my list.
Yes. Of your top five.
Oh, Greninja.
Okay.
And Greninja is... it's a starter. I don't know. It's the best water shark by a fucking mile.
Mm.
This protein ability, I think, is just absolutely unbelievable. I think it is such a fascinating game mechanic and allows you to build your guy. And again, I'll say the stats. 530 stats is nice and fat.
Yeah, that's really big for, well, I mean, not super big for a starter, but usually
it
kind of float around 515, 520.
Yeah, pretty standard for a starter, but yeah. 75 HP, 95 attack, 67 defense, 103 special, 71 special defense, and then that 122 speed.
Mm-hmm.
Explain the protein ability to me.
Oh, protein, if it attacks, whatever move it attacks with, it changes to that type beforehand. So essentially, every attacking move is going to be a stab attack,
mm-hmm.
which is fucking fantastic.
What do you mean it's going to be a stab attack?
Same type attack bonus.
Okay, so there's the same type
as whatever you want it to be.
If
it's about to use a dragon move, it will change to a dragon type first.
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
What does it ditch? Does it ditch its water type to do that?
I actually don't know.
I mean, does it really matter? Because it's not like, it's only using it for the attack, right? He goes right back to being a water dark. He's not going
to
change that type and stay.
It's got to stay that type for the
type.
Turn.
You change to that type until you use something else.
Hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. So again, you play. So if you are a dark water, and God forbid someone throws out a fighting grass type, like the sixth gen grass starter, right? Like you look at that guy and you're like terrified. It's like, do I have access to say a fire type move or a psychic type move?
Is there a way to get curse on this thing?
You mean
and what type would he become then?
That I don't know. There may be
typeless.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure you're fucking...
That's really funky.
Your Game Boy explodes or something. Maybe you could do that.
Yeah, but yeah, what type does he get rid of for that?
Interesting.
That is super weird.
I think I assumed it just became a mono type. It became whatever that type was.
Mm.
Oh, that would be interesting. So it ditches the dark and the water.
Yeah.
So I want to try this guy now. That's really weird.
Yeah, Greninja's cool.
Should. I mean, and it's got 103 special attack, which is pretty solid. And
it's shiny
as
a badass.
Great design. I like the design a lot.
Crap.
And there's also a special one called Ashes Greninja,
mm-hmm.
which looks even cooler.
I don't know how that works. If it has the Battle Bond ability.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even look up what the hell
if it does, when it knocks out an opponent and the battle isn't over, it will change form. The Greninja that can turn into Ash Greninja cannot breed.
Mm-hmm.
So
it just changes.
This...
It's a physical appearance. It's really just a cosmetic thing.
Oh, no. It's also a stat buff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a mega form almost. It goes from a 530 stats to a 640 stats.
That's awesome.
Its attack goes up from 95 to 145. Special attack goes up to 153 from 103.
Are you talking about Mega Forms again?
Yeah.
It's the sword
of the Ninja. So I was adding to it.
I'm putting this here excluding that. Like, I think
know.
It's cool that that can happen, but that's not why it's on
I know.
Here.
I was just adding to the conversation because we were talking about
it. You know what maybe it kind of reminds me of a little bit is...
Oh my god, calm down, John.
That steel fighting type, Lucario.
I think
in a lot of ways this reminds me of Lucario.
I didn't even fucking bring it up, you're mad at me.
I know, it is a cool... I actually think it's a really cool...
It's a cool mechanic.
I mean, Ash... And I would love to see that if there were other Ashes. I'd love to see Ash's Pidgeot. Or, like,
Ash's
Butterfree.
Butterfree.
Wouldn't
it's just
cool?
always in the distance, you can't get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about Scrafty.
Gary's Raticate.
It's just a pile of bones.
Tell me on Scrafty here.
Scrafty, much like Pangoro, dark fighting type, same weakness, same resistance, of course. Total base stats at 488, so again, like not blowing the doors off of anything, but it's distributed in really the right way. So you got 65 HP, 90 attack, which is really good, 115 defense, both special and physical, both at 115, 45 special attack, who cares, you don't need it, 58 speed, a little slow, but can take the hit.
Yeah.
HP could be a little bit better, but you can live with it. So... can have the ability Moxie,
yes.
and can also carry Power Up Punch. So once again, this is one that will turn quickly into a sweeper for you and be able to stay in battle long enough to pull it off.
Also learns Dragon Dance, and three elemental punches.
Yep, sure does.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I really like Scrafty just for its ability to hang tough and then... Within a few turns, just turn into like this crazy sweeper. Last I looked, I don't have it written down in front of me. It has does some pretty good move diversity, a little bit better than Pangoro.
Mm-hmm.
But both of these, I think it's like
what with TMs?
4A and 4B.
He only learns fighting in normal, couple dark. But are you talking about TM wise?
Yeah, maybe. But it
probably
matter.
Breeding. Well, I mean, like I said, I think he can breed on that Dragon Dance.
Mm.
So. He can learn Dragon Tail.
Looks
stupid.
Oh, I love his design. I think he looks so good.
No, you don't. He looks like
so
a fish that's out of water.
Yeah, he's so goofy.
He's got
it.
A mohawk and he's got to keep his pants up.
Yeah. he needs a belt and a reverse scuba suit.
Reverse scuba suit.
Yeah. I love his design so much. He's so weird. You don't know what he is. Is he a fish? Is he a chicken? Is he both? I don't know.
Did you notice that it doesn't blink with both eyes at the same time? It's like one eye at a time. Nothing more unnatural than that.
He'll freak you out and then kill you.
Yeah. He's only like 2 feet tall, too.
Yeah.
You can pick him up and just throw him against the wall and he dies.
I love him so much. It makes sense that he hatches from an egg, doesn't it? He looks like he just hatched. He's so good. I love him.
Yeah. Everyone's just wondering when this thing's going to actually evolve.
If he got another evolution, that would be so killer. He needs a third step.
Yeah.
But with such a late evolution at 39, he'd be evolving at like...
It's fine.
50s.
It doesn't matter.
It
doesn't matter.
There's to be, John.
83, 84, something like that.
All right, you're number three.
Am I at number three? Oh, wait, did we talk about Bisharp?
No, we did. You had him, like,
you
lower
brought him
down.
Up lower. I think I might have skipped this guy. He actually is lower. He's not in my top five. But we really should talk about this guy.
Yeah.
Who? Not. Bisharp?
We'll get to him.
Oh,
we'll
excuse
get
me. I just blew past that one.
Okay.
So on to my number three then,
yes.
right, is Tyranitar.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't surprise me because you didn't listen to before, but you have not been kind to this Pokemon in the past.
I mean, I know when I see 600 stats, something's going on here. I have not been kind to this Pokemon in the past, and I think rightfully so.
Exposed.
He's extremely exposed with 7 weaknesses.
God.
He has that Sand Stream, which is great for him, but not for anybody else.
Hmm.
This does not work well if you're trying to do an all dark team. You really then got to pick and choose who you want.
Yeah.
You really got to play around that. But
maybe a cat.
Learn all the things.
You know, 100 HP, 134 attack, 110 defense, 95 special attack, like 100 special defense and 61 speed.
Who cares if he's weak to everything? He's got to take the hit anyways.
Yeah, he's very, very tanky. Just a real motherfucker. Stone Edge. Crunch, Earthquake.
Yeah, he can learn a lot. He's got some good diversity, too.
So, I think he's better than a lot of stuff. I personally don't like the type combination. I don't like the abilities. I don't there's a lot to not like about this one. I don't like his tiny little hands.
We've read the Dex entry for this one before. It's like something about like
I know,
it's owning an entire mountain. It's his mountain.
Wait a minute, yeah. I got it right here.
Okay.
It wanders through mountains seeking opponents to fight. If it finds an opponent that's not worthy, Tyranitar ignores it and wanders on.
So he's like a Lionel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Yeah, so number three on my list.
Okay. Number three on my list is Bisharp, which means pretty sure we have the same top two here. But
Bisharp, I just didn't bring up earlier. I thought I meant to.
Well, I did, and then
John told you to wait because
right because Pangoro, Scrafty, and Bisharp we kind of breezed by because we're gonna get to them.
Okay, gotcha.
Dark Steel. So we've got three weaknesses: ground, fire, and double weak to fighting, which is a bit of a bummer.
Love Steel.
Nine resistances
and two immunities.
Isn't
that great?
So I think that like
do you know there's only 18 types?
Right.
And that's 11 of them.
There's seven types that are so that shifts it back onto your opponent. Like, okay, what can I use against this thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Total base stats of 490. Again, like not setting the world on fire, but they dumped into the right places. 65 HP could be better. 125 attack.
Yeah.
100 defense.
This thing's a physical nightmare.
60 special attack. Yeah. 70 defense. 70 speed. So I mean, you could stand for it to be quicker, but two immunities and 9 resistances.
Yeah.
So like, it doesn't matter.
I think Defiant is great because it forces your opponent to fight you straight up.
Mm-hmm.
If they start trying to get into any sort of tricks with stat lowering, they're hurting themselves in the long run.
And it's really good at buffing in general. It can pull off moves like Swords Dance and Iron Defense. You can buff up either way if you like it.
Yeah.
You got a lot of good move diversity in there. Yeah.
I'm just shocked
that
the game allowed this thing to have so much attack while still being so defensive. Mm-hmm. Like, this is maybe the most defensive dark type.
Yeah, it's maybe.
Kind of crazy.
Maybe. In terms of like how many things it can resist, there was one other dark type who's... I think overall defensive stats are a little bit better.
Yeah. And I think this guy looks cool. He looks like a Mega Man boss.
Yeah.
I think he looks like a badass.
He kind of looks like Metal Man.
No.
Indeed.
So that's my number two now.
Yep, on to your number two.
Umbreon.
Yep.
I love his
number two.
Yeah.
Synchronize, Inner Focus. I guess you go with Synchronize.
I don't know what your guys is number one.
Is he our only pure dark type in the top five here?
Yes.
Hmm.
Because Absol did not crack. Absol was my number six.
Mm, yeah.
We had the other two at the bottom, and then who was there? We have another pure dark type in there, don't we? There's five dark types.
Yeah, I'm not thinking of what they are. Oh, Lifeheart and Lifeheart and Mighty Energy.
It doesn't have the best moveset on its own.
And they were both
Umbreon.
Yeah.
Well, see, you're not using Umbreon to sweep. Umbreon is really good at just disabling and being annoying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I wrote. He's not flashy, but it's so much survivability in this thing. 525 stats, 95 HP, 65 attack, 110 defense, 60 special attack, 130 special defense, 65 speed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just good stuff. Really
you
good
you
stuff.
Match like both of those defense stats with a 95 HP, he's living. And he can just do some quick HP restore with Moonlight that he learns on his own.
Oh, yes. I love the design.
I mean,
very cool.
What do you do with this guy in a battle, though? I mean, what is the ideal outcome in a fight with this thing? Because he's not really going to kill stuff.
He has
buff
Echo
up,
Voice.
And then,
Echo Voice is a good way to just kill a ton of things in a row by just Echo Voicing over and over.
One of my favorite things is just work up, buff up your physical attack and your physical defense a bit, and then just hit with a feint attack.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't take much, and then you can, before you start setting up like that, you can hit him with a Confuse Ray and an Attract.
Hmm.
So you don't even need to go for any HP restore if you're doing that.
No.
Or you can just choose to be really irritating. Like, here's a Swagger and Attract, and now I'm going to heal up. And not even go for, like, a physical attack. Just annoy them to death.
Yeah. Then your opponent's over there panicking, and you're just, like, licking your paw off. Like, are we going to actually fight at some point here?
So, yeah. I think this is the exact sort of stat distribution you want for a while. Synchronizing Inner Focus's ability is all right. You can get some utility out of battle with Synchronize, but...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Also, again, another way to force your opponent to fight you straight up.
Because
if they start trying to give you status-y type stuff, then you're throwing it right back at them.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's very, very good.
This is Pokemon entries are awesome. It's got four different ones, and they're all great.
Pick a favorite.
Yeah.
Okay. With its black fur, it blends into the darkness. It bides its time, and when prey appears, this Pokemon goes for its throat and then eats it.
Nice. It's interesting it has fur. I assumed it had scales.
And apparently, it has poisonous sweat.
Oh, shit.
When this Pokemon becomes angry, its pores secrete a poisonous sweat, which it sprays at its opponent's eyes.
That is an interesting entry. Like, that would be a good one for
targeting
that Pokemon.
Sweat with that much accuracy.
It's amazing.
That would be good for who's that Pokemon. Because
that's such a, like, throw off the scent, you know?
Yeah. That's just very odd.
Mm-hmm. I think once you get to the base stats there, though, you see the 525, you think an Eevee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, of course, Hydreigon.
Yeah, same here.
There he is. Dragon Dark. Five weaknesses to Dragon Fighting, Bug, Ice, and Fairy. Double weakness to Fairy. Six resistances, though.
Which really does bring this thing back down to reality.
Yeah.
Like...
It is a pseudo legendary. It's not an outright legendary.
Yeah. But I mean, this thing was just a fucking powerhouse.
Mm.
And they give it levitate because just it needs to be resistant.
Because why not? Yeah, it's just two immunities. Already had one. Yeah. You know, it needs another one. So six resistance: fire, water, grass, electric, dark, and ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, like I don't think this type combination affects each other. I just think it's like. Put these two things together, like it doesn't nullify either of its weaknesses. But anyway, total base stat of 600, like a pseudo legendary would. 92, 105, 90, 125, 90.
Oh, what about
8?
Sorry, what about bug? I bet you're taking away that super effective bug. Like, I would assume bug is weak to dragon.
No, dark is weak to dragon. So. Dragon Dark, so Hydreigon is weak to bug types. Yeah. Yeah.
Ew.
But it can learn Flamethrower, it's fine.
Yeah.
Huge potential for move diversity. It can learn so many different things. Excellent sweeper, can hang tough in a battle. Like, you're worried about fairy. You're about fairy types, and that's your one concern. Really good.
Yeah, agreed.
Anything else about Hydreigon? Wes, you got anything about the best dark type Pokemon?
No, I mean, I hate to say it with Hydreigon, because, I mean, it's just one of those things where, like, well, of course, it's fucking Hydreigon. It's the best.
Well, I mean, you could make the case for putting Tyranitar up there as well and have two pseudo-legendaries.
I was just about to say...
Yeah, but Tyranitar, again, with Ryan, so mm-hmm. gripes with it. I agree with those.
Well,
too many weaknesses.
We did agree, and that's kind of what we were talking about earlier. We said our 1 and 2 are kind of locked in, pretty obvious, but then you get, like, 3 to 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I don't know. Like,
you can make a case
there's
for
just
anybody.
A lot of really, really good Pokemon that happen to, you know, carry the dark type.
Yep.
So, and maybe it's just that I personally like the dark type that I kind of feel that way about these guys. But yeah, like they're doing it right. These guys are good.
Where your guys is just favorite, not because of stats or anything. What yours is Absol. Yours is probably Umbreon or
Scrafty. I'd imagine.
I do like Scrafty.
Like, honestly, these are fucking amazing. Weavile's cool. Bisharp's
cool.
Mm-hmm. Pangoro's awesome. Honchkrow I like a lot. Yeah,
Honchkrow,
I mean,
like, if you're building a dark team, you probably want Honchkrow just for utility. Like, you need a flyer.
Yeah, it's true. So,
yeah.
I think
it's
again,
good stuff.
One of my favorite types, so I think this is good.
Cool. Alright, so that's going to bring... That's the end of the Pokemon show, unless you guys got something else.
No,
I heard that in this entire past month, Chris Sale allowed one run. One earned run.
I mean, we could do an After Dark.
Yep.
We could.
I mean, it's only 10 o'clock at time of recording, so it's early.
Let's
class,
rank
so.
Our top five of Boston Red Sox. And our bottom five.
All Chris Sale.
Fifth worst, David Price. Fourth worst, David Price again. Third worst, your guy, he got it. David Price.
He went six innings and gave up a run.
Second, his father, Daniel Price, for making David Price number one worst guy in the Boston Red Sox.
I'm not going to stand up for David Price.
Future Hall of Famer.
only four more years left on this contract.
Chipper Jones will give his induction speech.
He should give every induction speech.
He's just like not even there. He can't even like focus on anything anymore. He's been hit with so many pitches. They've got to like face him in front of the microphone.
So do you guys feel like doing an After Dark? I'm down.
No, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Okay. So let's wrap up this show. Next up is the mini show. So any random games you guys feel like talking about during the mini show?
I got one, two, 3, maybe.
Okay, that'll be good.
I got some stuff going on.
I got a few
on.
Games to talk about as well.
I think I've got a game and maybe more Breath of the Wild, if you want to hear that.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, we're always on Breath of the Wild. Just like how John and I are always on, down talking about Xenoblade.
Word. We should talk about Xenoblade.
We should, just to piss Ryan off.
Ooh, I don't know if we gotta do that, though.
We have to. All right, till next time, everybody.
So long.
Later.